International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 7. Day 6. Outline. Roman number 8. If we would be in the continuation of the Book of Acts, we need to continue to live in the divine history by having an upper room consecration. Capital A. At the seashore, Peter gave up his job to follow the Lord Jesus, but in the upper room he gave up much more. Number 1. He stood with the heavenly vision to give up the religion of his forefathers. Number 2. He gave up his country, his relationship with his neighbors and friends, and his relatives, and he was willing to risk his life. Capital B. The kind of consecration that we need today is an upper room consecration, a consecration in which we pay the price to have our whole being married to the heavenly vision. Capital C. If we pay the price for the heavenly vision, we will burn the bridges behind us and will have no way to go backward. Capital D. Whether we have seen the heavenly vision or not depends on whether we are willing to pay the price to buy the anointing spirit as the eyes of. Capital E. To take the way of the Lord's recovery is not cheap. This way is expensive and requires a costly consecration. Capital F. We are not here for a movement but for the Lord's recovery, and the recovery can be carried out only by the specific and extraordinary consecration in the upper room. Capital G. The 120 in the upper room all became a burnt offering. They were burning for the Lord in spirit, and they burned others with the divine fire of the divine life. Capital H. When the Lord Jesus was on the earth, great crowds followed him, but they did not afford him anything for his move. His move was with those in the upper room, with those whose eyes had been opened and whose hearts had been touched. Capital I. It is a small number who will turn the world upside down and change the age. If we would be in the upper room, we need to pray in a specific way and say, Lord, I am willing to be in the upper room for the recovery of your testimony. This is the end of today's outline.